It's time for our Spotlight on Goodness. From the Branch County Community Foundation, spotlighting great projects happening in our community, good things that are happening, coordinated through the Branch County Community Foundation. Erica Heminger is in the studio with us. 2020, well, maybe a rough year for a lot of nonprofits and organizations and those kinds of things to have to kind of retool themselves. The cool part was that you guys had the resources to be able to help many of those organizations through your community good grant cycle, right?
Yeah, we did. So we have two grant cycles every year, and this is one of them. And it's our August grant cycle, and it's open for any program or project that benefits Branch County. So, you know, of course, with the pandemic, that kind of opened up additional needs and funding. So we were able to kind of help alleviate some of those needs.
Yeah, and over $35,000 being able to grant out, right?
Yeah, and that was with a mixture of the Forever Fund, and then we also had grants from the Early Childhood Investment Fund, and then some donor advised funds that we have as well.
One of the recipients of $5,000 was Michigan WDI. Michelle Fowler is in the studio with us this morning. First off, tell everybody what the WDI stands for.
WDI stands for Workforce Development Institute. We were formerly Michigan Human Resources Development, Inc., and the WDI is fairly new, so people might know us more by HRDI.
The whole workforce landscape changed last year. In the last 20 months, it's totally changed how people do work, how they get to work, how everything that's part of work. That's kind of where you guys are at in using these monies to get past those barriers for employment, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's been immensely valuable to have these funds available. They have a quick turnaround, and it's very easy for us to be able to help folks in Branch County.
So kind of maybe walk us through what specifically kinds of things are you doing to help people to maybe overcome those barriers for employment?
One of the biggest requests that we have is for work boots, and typically that is needed on a fast turnaround basis. Someone will come in today finding out they can start a new job tomorrow, and we can help them with that. Another big one is driver's license fees or identification card fees to renew or lost licenses, that kind of thing. We have helped folks with scrubs for working in the healthcare industry because those are required for their employment. Fuel cards are another big one where we can help folks when they start a new job, you know, get through that first week or two until they get a paycheck.
Well, we think about so many jobs available out there, but like you said, now you start listing some of the things off. For some people, that would be that barrier, especially if you haven't been working, you don't have that extra money to shell out to get you to that next step to even get started, right?
Yes, exactly. It seems like kind of small things on the surface, but it really is very important to folks who have been out of work for any period of time. They really are thankful for that help.
So tell us a little about the process working with the Community Foundation and this good grant cycle. Pretty easy to put this together?
Yes, definitely. We're just very grateful that we have this opportunity, and it is a very easy process, and we appreciate that.
One of the different grant receivers, the Michigan WDI, Michelle Fowler, talking about the removal of barriers to employment grant that they received through the Community Foundation. Erica, kind of let's refocus then a little bit. If people are interested in applying for grants, what's kind of the next step for them to be a part of this then?
Yeah, so I would encourage everyone to visit our website first and look at the instructions. The grant application and the submission are all online, but we always encourage applicants to give our office a call as well, just to make sure that the program or project aligns with the grant philosophy that we have. And then, yeah, like Michelle said, we try to keep it as easy as possible. It's a 2-page application. Instructions are very well laid out, so there are no way to miss any steps at all.
Some good things happening with help from the Community Good Grant Cycle through the Branch County Community Foundation. It's Michelle Fowler from Michigan WDI with us, along with Erica Heminger. She's the Executive Director of the Branch County Community Foundation, as we have a Spotlight on Goodness brought to you by the Branch County Community Foundation on AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.